brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
我们一起来翻开罗马书第六章。
Verses 1 through 7.
第一到第七节。
Romans 6, verses 1 through 7. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase?
罗马书六章一到七节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it?
断乎不可，我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Knowing this,that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
For he who has died is freed from sin.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
Hebrews 2:11, the first part.
希伯来书第二章十一节的前半节。
For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one.
因为那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一。
The Darby translation says, for both he that sanctifies and those sanctified are all of one.
达比的那个译本。刚刚已经翻译成、就是那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一。
Colossians 1:13
哥罗西书一章十三节。
For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved son.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
So let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有些祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word.
父啊，谢谢你给我们的话语。
We ask that the reality of your word would be the truth in our lives.
但愿你的话语的实际成为我们生活的实际。
That Christ is already our life and that we are hidden in him.
基督是我们的生命，我们与他一同藏在你的里面。
So we ask that you would give us this ear to hear what your spirit says to us.
愿主给我们这样的耳朵，能够听圣灵向我们所说的话。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So Solomon's temple has doors that separate its sections, unlike the tabernacle, which has curtains.
所以所罗门的门的圣殿跟帐幕当时建立是不一样，它是用门来分开，而帐幕当时是用幔子。
There are doors to get from, two doors to get from the outside.To the inner place.
这有两扇门是从外院能够进到圣所的里面。
So 1 Kings describes that these doors have doorposts that are a fourth.
在那个列王记上在那里描述说这些门它有那个门框。
So some people say that it's because it is a fourth of the width of the building.
有的说它这个门框是整个建筑的四分之一。
Some would say that the fourth refers to the door frame as having four sides.
完了，有的说这个门框是有四边。
And others say that this four is the number of recessed door frames for each door.
完了，有的说这个四指的是说那个凹陷进去的门框有四层。
Then to get from this temple's holy place into the Holy of Holies or Oracle.
从这个殿的那个圣所进入至圣所另有两扇门。
There are two doors with doorposts that are a fifth.
而那两扇门的那个门框是五分之一。
Same thing, is it a fifth of the building's width, five sides, or five recessed door frames?
同样的，你可以把它解释成是整个建筑的宽度的五分之一，或者呢，它是有五个面那个门框，或者呢，就是说它是有五层凹陷的那个框。
Regardless, the deeper you go into the temple, the numbers increase.
无论如何，当你从这个外面一直往至圣所走的时候，你会发觉这个越走越深。
Meaning the narrower the door becomes.
而这个门却越变越窄。
Priests must remember that service and conduct must become more serious and careful as you approach the Lord's presence.
所以神的仆人在那里侍奉神的时候就被提醒，这样的侍奉是更需要谨慎和敬畏。
So one day,King Ahaz of Judah pursued other gods and idols, and he closed the doors of the house of the Lord.
那有一天，这个亚哈斯王，他因着在那里拜偶像，追随别的神，他就把圣殿的门给关了。
And because of lack of use, Jewish myth said that a spider web started to form on the altar.
所以因着这个圣殿没有再被使用，所以你看到祭坛上面都已经长满了蜘蛛网。
Initially, some people might have thought, it's odd that the temple doors are closed and that the priesthood services have stopped.
所以一开始别人都觉得这个有点奇怪，为什么圣殿的门会关了，祭司的服事也停了。
But over time, the closed doors became unnoticed and normal, nothing out of the ordinary.
渐渐的，这样子的情形就变成一种自然，没有人在那里询问。
And you could think about this as analogous to a Christian life, where we have been consecrated for God's dwelling.
这个也可以作为一个比喻，就说到我们今天的基督徒，我们已经得救，已经成为神的居所。
Yet we have areas in our life where the door is closed, where spider webs have formed.
但是在我们里面真实的光景，有的时候有的门是被关掉了，里面长满了蜘蛛。
And God's presence seems to be ignored, and there's no signs of spiritual activity.
好像神在我们里面，他的话已经失去功效，在我们里面那个生命也停止增长。
That idols and unholy things have replaced God.
而这些偶像或者是不敬虔的事情都已经代替了神。
And we don't seem to be serious and careful in his presence.
我们对他是否同在已经变得麻木，也不再关心。
And if you imagine, if God has already begun such a great salvation work in us, how did it come to this point?
所以你也许会询问，为什么我们已经成为被得救的，那怎么会走到这样的地步？
So far in the book of Romans, in the first five chapters, Paul is describing the good news of Jesus Christ.
到目前为止，罗马书保罗已经把这个救恩，这个神的福音告诉我们。
All people are considered unrighteous sinners, condemned to perish, unable to meet God's righteous requirement.
所有人都是罪人，不能满足神公义的要求。
However, God loved us, and He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross to take the penalty of our sin.
然而我们的神是差遣他自己的儿子来到我们中间，为我们的罪钉了十字架。
And as a result of believing in Jesus, we are justified, declared righteous, and reconciled back to God.
因着我们相信神，信而称义，这个救恩就临到我们，我们与神就和好。
The last two times we talked about the end of Romans 5, this passage from verses 12 to 21.
上次我们谈到第五章的末后。五章的十二到十四节。
And it talks about how all sinned, which is a single action that our representative Adam did when he disobeyed the word of God.
我们在那里讲到所有的这个罪，这个是个单数的罪。
That because of his sin, every human being that followed is counted a sinner, guilty in the eyes of God.
是因着亚当他犯罪违背神吃了那个果子，而这个罪最后都到了我们。
And so when God sees you, you're either in Adam, condemned, or in Christ, justified. And there's no other position.
所以当神来看我们的时候，要么我们是在亚当里面，要么我们在基督里面，没有第三种的地位。
That is why we need to be moved from being in Adam to being in Christ.
所以我们必须看见，我们必须被迁移，从亚当里面迁移到基督里面。
You could summarize salvation in a nutshell, which is essentially God putting us in Christ.
所以这个救恩一句话说下来，就是说我们被放在基督里面。
It's a permanent change of address.
这是一个一次性永久的地址的更新。
From the world of death transferred into the world of life.
从死亡的世界转移到生命的世界。
Then Paul proves how our new position in Christ is so much better than our former position in Adam.
以后保罗在那里证明我们在基督里的那个新地位远远胜过在亚当的旧地位。
The reason is because of grace.
因为是什么呢？是因为恩典胜过。
Salvation is a gift of grace where every part of salvation work is accomplished by God and we receive by simple faith.
你知道救恩是神所赐给我们恩典的礼物，因为每一部分都是他自己成就。
We said that we were forgiven. We did not receive the punishment that we deserved.
我们知道我们被赦免，我们没有得着该要得的审罚。
But, and more than that, God, grace brought us to a position, a higher standing than what Adam lost.
不但如此，我们而且得到了那个地位是远胜过亚当失去的那个地位。
So that we can be forever close with God in Christ.
所以我们在基督里面可以与我们的神永远亲近。
So that brings us to chapter 6. So let's outline these 7 verses.
我们接下来看第六章，我们一起来看一下前面的六节七节。
Verses 1 and 2 is the necessity for sanctification.
第一、第二节说到的是成圣的必要性。
How we should no longer have to live in sin.
虽然我们得救，但是我们虽然我们还会犯罪，但我们不能再犯罪。
The second is verses 3 to 5, the basis of sanctification.
第三到五节说到的是成圣的根基，就是我们与基督同死同复活。
The basis is union with Christ.United with Christ in his death and resurrection.
是与基督同死同复活的那个联合。
Third, verses 6 to 7 is the outcome of sanctification.
第六、第七节讲到的是成圣的结果。
The outcome is we are freed from slavery to sin.
这个结果就是我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So let's go to the first part, which is verses 1 and 2, the necessity of sanctification.
我们先来看第一部分，就是说到这个成圣的这个必要性。
Now that we have described that, we are now in a new position of grace in Christ.
我们已经描述到我们已经在基督里有了这个新的地位。
Now we have some questions about what is that impact on the Christian life.
接着我们的问题是说，这个对我们基督徒有什么影响呢？
What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase?
这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it?
断乎不可，我们在罪上死了的人，岂可成人在罪中活着呢？
Sanctification means being made righteous.
成圣说到的就是说我们被成为义。
And follows from justification, which means being declared righteous.
是在称义的下面一步，称义说到是被宣告为义。
As believers, we are already justified. We died to sin 2,000 years ago.
我们作为一个信主的，我们已经死了，而且这个已经发生在2000年之前。
A historical event when Christ was nailed to the cross on our behalf.
这是在2000年前的一个历史的事实，就是我们主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
And then that begs the question about a Christian who continues to have a habit of sin.
那这个问题就说，为什么我们信主基督徒怎么还会有习惯来犯罪？
Because in these questions he asks, what if a Christian continues to sin or lives in that sin?
所以这里的问题是说，基督徒怎么人在罪中或者活在罪中？
About a Christian who has a continual habit of sin.
而我们基督徒有一个习惯的在那持续的犯罪。
Remember the time when you were first saved?
记得我们刚刚信主的时候。
And you were so joyful that pleasing God was easy.
我们那时候对神的救恩实在充满喜乐，我们很容易来顺服神。
You have resolved to leave the past behind you.
我们下定决心，我们要往前。
Cut off all improper habits, friendships, and hobbies.
所以我们就是想要放下不当的这些习惯啊，兴趣啊，或者朋友。
Sooner or later, you give in to a temptation.And you realize that you still sin as a Christian.
但很快我们就发觉我们还是会屈服于这些试探，我们发觉我们仍然会犯罪。
And initially, you are perplexed and confused.
一开始你是在那里不解或者迷惑。
So you take some steps to root it out.
完了呢，你就接下来采取一些措施要把这个罪根拔掉。
I will not get angry. I will not let my imagination loose.
所以在那里发誓说，我再不犯。犯罪，我再不发啊、那个发生气。
However, the moment you let your guard down, you're surprised that you're capable of more unimaginable wickedness than before.
但是当你稍微一放松，你就发觉很惊讶，你怎么这个犯罪比你原先想象的还更坏
？And then you try to pick up some spiritual disciplines.
接着你就想用一些属灵的那些在那里归。规条或者是属灵的措施来做。
More Bible reading, more prayer and fasting.
就在那里借着禁食、祷告、读经。
You try to balance some of these bad sins with the good things you are doing in hopes they offset each other.
所以你希望借着一些好的行为，能够来弥补一些你做的坏事。
And that temporarily helps quiet the Holy Spirit who's nudging your conscience.
这样多少能够。让里面那个不安的那个圣灵在那里催促你不做的这些声音能够减轻一点。
Yet without much progress, you gradually allow the sin to become a normal habit in your life.
但是没有多久，你又重新回到这样一个习惯犯罪的这样的光景。
So you've come now to an existential crisis, and you can make two choices.
所以，当我们进入在这一个存在性的危机的时候，我们有两种的选择。
You can choose to despair over the hopelessness of your sin.
你可以绝望，认为我们这样太难，实在太难。
That we want to please God, but it's too hard.
我们想要讨主的喜悦，但是实在太难。
That we become angry at ourselves, we think we're a bad, unfaithful Christian.
我们对我们自己甚至愤怒，我们成为一个这样坏的、不忠心的基督徒。
And you even question, am I really saved since I continually sin and even enjoy it?
甚至你会在那里怀疑说，我是否真的得救了呢？我为什么还会这样子犯罪，而且从中得着快乐
？Can it be that bad fruit comes from a good tree?
可不可能这个好树结坏果子呢
？And thus we become spiritually depressed and miserable.
所以这个以后呢，你的属灵的状况就很沮丧，很低沉。
And instead of despair, you could turn to the second option, which is ignore the sin, ignore the severity of the sin.
所以除了这个绝望以外，你还有可能的一个选择就是说，我在那里忽略它。
It's not so bad if we do it occasionally.
就觉得偶尔犯一点罪没什么大不了的。
Others have surely done the same.
我想其他的基督徒也一样跟我。
And grace is always available for forgiveness.
恩典也够我用。
That crisis is how we come to these rhetorical questions that begin Romans 6.
所以我们现在就来看这个罗马书第六章开始的那几个反问的。
The people who ask, shall we continue to sin that grace may increase?
人们在那里问，是不是因着我，借着我这样犯罪，使恩典显得够多呢？
This question may not arise just purely out of an evil desire.
这个问题不仅仅只是因着我们有这样的犯罪的欲
望。But it also could be from someone who authentically have given up in the struggle.
也可能是因着我们完全的放弃了在这样子的一个属灵征战里面。
And that is why Paul needs to address the importance of sanctification.
所以保罗在这里必须要讲到这个成圣的重
要性。By answering the question with, may it never be, how shall we who die to sin still live in it?
所以这个问题是说，为什么他会说断乎不可？我们这个已经在最终死的人，怎能人在最终活着呢
？Which means that sin is incompatible with a Christian life.
这个实在告诉我们，罪跟基督徒是不应该是在一起的。
And put it in the reverse way, without sanctification, your Christian life will be confined and restricted.
从另外一个换个角度来说，若没有成圣的话，我们基督徒这个生命是受限制的。
It's like an untreated wound. Have you ever had that? That's in your body that at first you did not pay much attention.
这好像就说你的身体上面有一个小小的伤口，但是你没有去处理它。
Pain barely noticeable and very mild.
没有什么感觉，也不太痛。
Then after a few days, like, the color changes.
但过几天以后，你发觉那个伤口边上那个颜色变
了。The area has been desensitized and you're losing its function.
而且那个周围的地方已经没有什么功用，完了你开始就觉得这个不舒服。
And it makes an impact on your posture. It makes an impact on how you walk.
所以影响到你的姿势和你走路的方式。
You adjust how you walk so that you don't get more pain and aggravation.
所以你走路的时候，你必须调整你的姿势，好不引起它的疼痛。
Others start noticing something is funny.
而别人也开始注意到有些问题。
It's not as if the body part is missing.
这个不是说你那个身体的部分已经消失了。
But the body part's function, its strength, its health is restricted and confined.
而这一部分的它的功能、力量或者健康都已经消落了。
Because sin is like a disease, it hurts your spiritual growth and capability.
所以我们知道这个罪就像这个疾病，它会伤害到我们这个属灵的成长和能力。
Why is that? It puts up a barrier between our fellowship with God and us.
为什么呢？因为这个使得他在那里好像建筑了一座墙，让我们与神之间就割离开来。
It not only bothers our whole day when our inner life is disturbed.
不仅让我们心里面那个不安，整天里面没有平安。
But then sin robs our ability to hear God's voice, and blinds us from seeing His will.
而且罪在那里割断了我们与神之间的交通，我们再也听不到神的声音。
And when you try to serve and pray, it's as if we're doing it out of duty and religion, but has no newness or freshness of life.
所以当我们在那里来侍奉神的时候，我们就完全失去了那样子的新鲜活泼，而是真是好像这样的侍奉只是一个例行公事。
So what would you say is the treatment of that wound?
那怎么样才是对这个伤口的一个处理方法？
What is the basis of sanctification? How we're being made righteous?
那什么才是成圣的那个根基？我们既然已经被称义了。
Which brings us to verses 3 to 5, but we're going to just read 3 to 4 for now. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
所以我们这里一起来看3到5节说到的是岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Here Paul says the basis of sanctification is our union with Christ.
在这里保罗说我们成圣的根基就是我们与基督的联合。
Think about the old realm where Adam lived. That's where sin had power.
想到那个旧的那样子的领域就是亚当犯罪的那个地方。
Like all of humanity, Christ was born, lived, and died in that realm.
就像全人类一样基督也生在其中，活在其中，死在其中。
And because he died in that realm, he was also buried in that realm.
因为他死在那个其中，他也被埋葬在其中。
So far the same as Adam, who lived, had sons and daughters, and then died.
所以就像我们看见的说，在那个圣经里头说到亚当他的子孙子女死了，活了又死了。
But Christ was then resurrected. He had a holy divine life.
但是我们的主却复活了，他有那个神圣的那个神的生命。
That death and resurrection is a complete separation from that old world ruled by sin.
这个死而复活 使得他完全与这个旧的世界分离。
Now for us, this picture of baptism is the union where we're united with Christ at each step.
所以对我们来说，这个受浸啊，就是一个福音的图画，好像每一步我们都是与基督一同联合。
That crucified to dead to buried.
从钉死到死到埋葬。
Where everything seemingly still the same.
好像在外面看起来好像都是一样。
But then Christ was resurrected, and we're resurrected also with Christ.
所以当基督复活的时候，我们也与他一同复活。
And we enter a whole new world where the old world has no more power and any reign.
而我们就进入了这个新的世界，旧世界对我们来说失去所有的这个权势和能力。
This connection, Hebrews Baptist says, for both he that sanctifies and those sanctified are all of one.
所以希伯来书刚刚我们说到的是，因为那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一。
And that's why verse 5 says, For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
所以这个第五节也说到，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
If a suburban person were to move to Queens, New York, he might not find it the most desirable place to live.
假如说有一个是在就是城市外面居住的，搬到纽约城市里面，可能会觉得那个地方不好。
But when my grandfather moved to Queens, he felt that he was finally free.
当我的祖父最终搬到那个纽约皇后区的时候，他最终觉得他得着自由了。
Because more than 70 years ago, he was forced to work in a work camp in Shanghai by the communist authorities.
因为在70年以前，他曾经被政府被逼在上海的一个这样的农场在那里工作。
And he later made his way to Hong Kong and Taiwan, but the proximity to China still gave him fearful memories.
他以后来到台湾和香港，但是呢，因为地理位置仍然非常接近大陆，所以他仍然觉得有这样子的危险。
And then in the 1970s, he crossed the divide of the Pacific Ocean and entered a new hemisphere.
所以70年代他离开那个，就是穿过太平洋来到新的这个半球，来到美国。
And when he settled in Queens, he thought there is no possibility that China's reach can ever detain him again.
所以在这边纽约皇后区，他就觉得再也不会受到大陆政府对他的这样的追捕。
He felt the freedom of the disconnection from the former world to this new world.
他因着与那个旧的世界完全隔离，而在新的世界生活，他就觉得得着了自由。
And slaves have the same traumatic fear as well.
所以这个罪对我们来说也有这样子的一个这样子的一个恐惧。
Oh, when slaves.
奴隶也会有这样子的一个恐惧。
That when several of them escaped from the south to the north of the U.S., they were free.
当他们从南方逃到北方，他们已经得着自由。
But when someone brings up the name of their former cruel master, they involuntarily shudder.
所以当有人提起他们过去的这个主人的名字的时候，他们仍然会站立。
Same idea with temptation. We are now in a realm apart from the domain of sin.
同样，这个试探对我们也是这样子。现在其实我们已经离开了这个旧的这个境地。
However, we can still be tempted when shuddering at its name.
所以我们仍然会因着试探，我们会觉得发抖。
The old master sin is far away. He has little power, but we can still let him induce fears and doubts and worries to incite sinful actions and thoughts.
虽然过去的这个旧的主人这个罪已经远离了我们，但是他仍然可以挑起一些的。这个忧虑恐惧来吓唬我们。
Perhaps sin may make you worry, and you rather put trust in money than in God.
所以这个罪就是这样子来使得我们忧虑，让我们把这个信心不是放在神那里，而是放在钱的事上。
Perhaps sin makes you fear what people think about you, and you want to impress other people with a lie.
所以当这个罪在那里又在那里、试探你的时候，在那里让你想起人会怎么想我，所以你就最后还是在那里撒谎。
In 1868, the missionary Hudson Taylor went to Yangzhou to preach the gospel.
这个1868年、戴德森他来到扬州 去传福音。
And a riot started when local Chinese agitators set fire to the mission house.
所以当当地有这样子的那个暴乱发生的时候，他们在那里放火纵火，而他所在的地方、有这样的暴动。
And Taylor and his wife had to jump off the roof of the building to escape.
所以他和他的妻子必须从屋顶上面跳下来逃生。
That she hurt her leg and he hurt her arm trying to escape.
他的妻子脚受了伤，而他的左臂也受了伤。
But they made it out alive.
但是他们却逃出来了。
Within a day, and without even knowing about this riot, the brother George Mueller from England felt the need to send Hudson Taylor money.
在同一天，在不知任何这个暴动的情形底下，但是在英国，远在英国的这个弟兄 George Mueller， 他里面有这样的感动，要把钱送给戴德森。
These are all signs of God's provisional grace. Yet Taylor did not have peace inside.
这些都是神恩典的记号，但是呢，戴德森里面仍然没有平安。
God did amazing things externally, right? The rescue, sending money. But he was wrestling inside with sin and temptation.
他虽然在外面已经经历了神的恩典，这样子让他们能够安全的逃生，完了也有钱寄给他们，但他里面仍然被罪和这个试探所辖制。
The more he tried, the less he was able to satisfy God, and the more he started to hate himself.
他越是在那里要试着来讨主的喜悦，他越会要失败。
He said that I'm a diver underwater without air.
他说就好像他是一个潜水员，在水底下没有氧气。
Then he got a letter from another brother, a Christian brother, and after reading it, he said, I became a new man.
以后他就接到有一位基督徒的弟兄给他寄的一封信，读了以后他就说我完全成了一个新人。
The brother said that holiness in Christ is ours because we are already inseparably one with him.
因为那个弟兄说神的圣洁已经是我们的，我们与他有那个不能分开的那种联合。
Accept the fact and find it so indeed.
这个他就接受了这样的事实，他就经历了。
He said you don't need to have effort to get sap out of the vine to be your strength in trouble or temptation.
所以你不需要在那里拼命从那个葡萄树里面来吸取它的这个养分来抗拒这样子的试探。
Because Jesus already is the true vine to fully address every need.
因为主他自己就是那个真的葡萄树。
Union in Christ in death and resurrection is the basis of our sanctification.
可以供应我们每一个需要，所以与主同死同复活就是这个成圣的根基。
That union in Christ is the escape hatch between the realm of Adam and the realm of God.
而这个联合使我们能够逃脱这个罪，让我们能够与神联合，与基督联合，与罪远离。
Therefore, because we are no longer in the realm of Adam, we are freed from sin, sin's reign, and can thus walk in newness of life.
所以，当我们不再活在这个旧亚当的这个范围里面，那个罪就不能追击，我们就成为自由的。
Then we come now to the outcome of sanctification, which is verses 6 to 7, freedom from slavery to sin.
那我们接下来来看这个成圣的结果，说到我们脱离罪的辖制和奴役。
6 says, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
所以在第六节说，知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Our original situation was being slaves to sin. Because Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin.
因为主说, 实实在在的, 我告诉你们,
sin is, in the singular, describes the master on the inside that instructs what our body does on the outside.
在这里说到的这个罪, 单数的罪, 说到的是在我们里面的那个 那个权势那个主人在那里绑住了我们
That's why Paul calls the body here the body of sin as if it is its puppet owned by sin
所以当保罗在说最深的时候 好像就说我们这个身体是完全被罪来拥有
So if sin singular is the source then sin's plural our body's actions are the result
所以这边单数的罪是源头 这个多数的服数的这个罪罪行就是结果
If sin is the root, then the body's actions are the fruits
所以当罪是根的话 那个身体的行为就成了结果
So if sin is the master, then the body is the slave
所以当罪是主人的话 我们的身体就是他的奴仆
Let's say that we are fighting against an enemy nation during wartime
我们假设我们现在是在战争时期 我们与敌国有征战
And we need to destroy its weapon stock
我们需要来摧毁他们的 武器库存
The enemy nation has a bullet factory which takes input steel and makes them into output bullets
那敌人他们有这样子一个兵工厂 他们用这个钢铁就是输入的 最后能够制造出 这个子弹就是输出
What is the way to stop the bullets from being produced?
那用什么样的办法能够摧毁这样子的一个工厂呢?
You can try to destroy every bullet that pops out of the assembly line
你可以在那里 来一个一个的灭掉这个子弹的每一颗生产出来的子弹
That sounds tedious
这个看起来实在是很费力
Or you can destroy the factory so it stops putting out bullets.
你也可以把这个工厂给炸掉, 这样子就没有办法再生产子弹。
Or you could blockade the steel supply from getting to the factory.
或者你切断它的供应链, 就是不再给它那个钢铁。
In this example, the source or supply is the sin.
在这里我们看见这个, 这个源头就是那个罪。
And the factory is the old self.
那那个工厂是什么呢? 就是我们的旧人。
And the output, the bullets are the sins, the actions of our body.
而这个输出, 那个子弹, 那个复数的, 就是复数的罪行。
Out of these three, which one does God target for destruction?
那在这个三个选择里面, 神是怎样来处理的呢?
It's not the supply, it's not sin itself.
它不是把这个罪
At the time when Jesus completed atonement work, God did not just destroy sin immediately, magically.
当我们主在为我们赎罪付了这个代价给我们这赎罪祭的时候，他不是说把这个罪通通除去。
God allowed sin to stay in the presence of this world, in our life, and we have to learn to deal with that sin.
他 允许这个罪存在在我们的生活当中，好使我们来学习怎样来对付罪。
Nor did God destroy the body, nor did He destroy the output.
他也没有把这个犯罪的这个结果，就是罪行，把它通通除掉。
God does not try to suppress or eliminate every sinful action or thought that we do in the body.
他没有说让我们在身体里面来压迫，来在那里控制。 我们所有的这个犯罪的行为
Instead, he destroys the factory, the old self that's in the middle.
而他在那里处理的就是那个工厂是在那个整个链条当中的当中那部分
That God deals with the old self by crucifying it with Christ.
所以让我们的旧人与主耶稣同钉十字架
That because the old self was crucified, then the output of sins by the body will lose strength, even in the presence of the old master sin.
所以当我们的罪人这个旧人被钉死了以后，这个旧人，我们的身体就再也没有能力被罪来辖制。That
the old man, which the old self is literally translated as old man, is completely done away with.
所以这边旧人就让我们看见是已经被 灭绝了。
So that the body of sin is rendered powerless.
所以这个罪的能力就完全失去了。
A very helpful phrase from our brother Ni said, bondage to sin came by death, thus deliverance from sin. Sorry, bondage of sin comes by birth, therefore deliverance from sin must come by death.
所以尼弟兄在这里讲到、这个地方的时候，他说被罪捆绑是因着出生，脱离罪的释放是因着死亡。
What are the implications of this? So verse 6 says, knowing this.
那在这边有什么样的属灵意义呢？第六节里面说到，知道。
He said knowing this and not doing this.
你知道。
Rather than doing this.
你知道而不是做。
Because the beginning of anything spiritual is faith.
因为从这个属灵的开始就是从信心开始。
Our faith is in what God has already accomplished.
而我们的信心就是在于神已经完成的。
Which is that Christ was crucified and we were crucified with him.
我们知道主耶稣已经成就了这个，已经钉十字架，我们也与他同钉。
And that means that we don't have to try to crucify your own self through religious effort.
所以我们不需要借着这样子宗教的一些行为来自己来定十字架。
Because God has already done it.
因为神已经做了。
And so what we do daily is an exercise of faith.
所以在每一天我们只要来操练我们的信心。
When there is a time of temptation, we exercise faith.
当我们面对有这样的试探的时候，我们来操练我们的信心。
And just because you overcome on day one does not mean you let your guard down on day two.
而我们得胜，第一天得胜的时候，并不是说我们第二天就可以放松警惕。
Because we're never done with the struggle against sin in this lifetime.
因为在今生，我们永远不可能与这个属灵的征战分开。
That when there's a suitable temptation just for you, sin will act at that time as an opportunity.
因为当这个试探来的时候，当他会在那里让我们真是觉得这个罪很适合我们的情形，他仍然会来攻击。
At the time when you hear the soft voice of the conscience, soft voice of the Holy Spirit in our conscience, it's like he's brushing against us.
所以当这个时候你听见我们里面圣灵那个微小的声音在那里提醒我们的时候，
At that moment we don't want to harden our heart.
那个时候我们不当刚硬我们的心。
We take faith that we have already died to sin and no longer have to live in it.
我们凭着信心，我们知道我们已经与主同钉十字架，我们不需要再活在罪中。
And we believe that we have Christ's resurrection life in this new realm where sin has no power.
而我们已经与主同一同复活，活在这个新的这个境界的里面。罪已经失去它的全能。
And walk in newness of life, which is that Christ's resurrection life.
而我们就可以与神一同有这样的联合，活在这个新生的一举一动的里面。
In conclusion, so the consequence, the sequence, so in conclusion, the sequence is that sin influences the old man, which then influences the body.
在这边我们看到有一个这样子的一个次序，就是罪在那里要影响到罪人、旧人，而旧人再来影响我们。
And if the old man is alive in Adam's realm, sin has power over that old man.
所以在亚当的这样子的一个境界里面的时候，我们的旧人是活着的，所以罪对我们有这个权势。
But if the old man dies, then sin has no power over the old man.
所以当旧人死了以后，这个罪在我们身上就失去了这样的权能。
And as a result, the old man cannot influence the body of sin anymore.
而这个旧人就不能再来影响我们的身体，让我们再来犯罪。
And that's why we said that union with Christ in his death and resurrection is the escape hatch from this realm to the new realm.
所以与基督的联合实在是给我们了一条可以逃避的这个路，让我们不再活在旧的境界里面，而是在新的这个境地里面。
And once you're in this new realm, you're freed from sin, and you can then walk in newness of life.
所以当我们在这个新的境地里面的时候，我们就可以一举一动有新生的样式。
And as we reflect on this passage, the principle that operates at the beginning of our salvation story will also be the same principle in its middle and its end.
所以我们刚刚得救信主的那个时候所经历的这个新生命，同样我们也可以经历在我们信基督徒的途中，也最后我们也能经历到这样子的新生命的那个结果。
That constant principle is faith. The salvation work is from faith to faith.
而这个所经历这个新生命就是因关乎于这个信心。
Just as we obtain justification by an act of faith, we must again have an act of faith to accept sanctification.
所以我们被称义是因着这个信心，而当我们要在这里成圣的过程当中，也同样需要这样的信心。
So faith is the first step of this process of sanctification.
在成圣的这个过程当中，信心是头一步。
And then from the rest of chapter 6, we'll see that Paul will show the next few steps in the process of sanctification.
在整个第六章里面，我们以后会看到下面的几步，在成圣的过程中。
Regardless, we always need to go back to see what God had already done, uniting us in Him.
无论如何，我们每次仍然需要回到最起初，看见神所做的，将我们与他已经联合在一起。
And then He will complete His full work in you to conform you to the image of His Son.
接着，我们就能看见他要成就他完全的工作，将我们磨成他儿子的形象。
And then the final destination is God can realize His full salvation work in us, completely saved in spirit, soul, and body.
所以最后的结果就是神的工作成全，成就在我们里面，我们灵魂身体都能得救。
So let's have a word of prayer.
我们再一些祷告。
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you that in your Son, you have already justified us.
父啊，我们感谢赞美你，因为在你的儿子里面，我们已经被称义。
That having declared us righteous, you are now going to make us righteous.
你宣告我们是义的，接着你要在这里让我们能够成为义的。
We ask that you would have us take this act of faith every single day.
我们求你让我们实在里面有这样子的信心的操练。
An act of faith in Christ who is our Savior and also our Sanctifier.
我们知道我们的主他是我们的信心创为我们信心创始成终的。
We want to completely give you ourselves so that you can completely finish your work in us.
让我们把我们自己全然的交给你，好叫你在我们身上的工作能够完全。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.